Welcome to The Hitch, week 3.
Hi.
Hi.
We are off the grid.
Yeah, we are. We have no cell, no internet, which we were spoiled because this whole trip we've had it and suddenly we have nothing.
Yeah, it's day 21.
Day 21.
If you're hearing this, it
you're
means
hearing
we
it late.
Got the internet.
Yeah, exactly, at some point. But I assume it's going to be late. Because
this is not posting
it's Sunday
in
night.
The morning.
No, we usually post it early in the morning on Monday. But
yeah, we are offline.
Yes.
So, and there's nothing around.
There's
even.
Nothing.
There's no cell even.
Nothing. Even, there are cell towers that we pass, but
not,
they don't seem to
not Verizon.
Work with our phones.
But we are in South Llano
State Park.
Just outside of a little town called Junction, Texas.
Yep.
Was a drive day. You
yeah,
faced
it was.
Some fear today.
I did. We hit some rain.
Yeah.
I hate driving in rain, even when it's just a car and there was really no way around it.
It wasn't even that we hit rain. Like, it was raining.
Yeah, it was raining.
This morning. Poured last night, just like torrential downpour last night.
And I did not sleep well because I kept worrying about the rain, and it was raining so hard, and it definitely is amplified inside an airstream. It's very loud.
Metal roof trailer really makes a thunderstorm sound dramatic.
Yes.
But there was really like, you just looked at the radar this morning and there was no real way around it, you know? Well, there was sort of a find the right window of time when it had passed most places, but more than likely we knew we were going to pass
and
through.
And it was moving kind of towards us and south a little bit, but not moving that fast. And so we had to go mostly west, pretty much straight west today. So, you know, it was just hard, like checking weather for every little town in between and it kept changing. And so first it was like, oh, we'll do a late checkout and leave at like 2. But then it was
then
like,
it was going to rain again in Austin
by then.
And
you know, anyway, we really thought we had threaded the needle. We thought we did it.
Yeah.
Like, we got about an hour out and we were doing well and we had missed some rain. And so we thought, oh, we've done it. And then
we hit it. We hit it hard.
We got hit by the rain. And it rained hard for a while. And that was, you know what? It was okay. I just slowed down.
The nice thing was we were not on an interstate.
Yeah, we were on a highway.
We were on a highway that actually went through a lot of towns and had stoplights and stuff. So it was not a particularly fast-moving road.
Yeah.
And that was,
although when in between towns it goes, the speed limit's like 75.
Yeah, true.
So
but
it did get fast.
Not a lot of, if any, semis.
Yeah.
And, you know, the things that really make driving the rain terrible. But yeah, it wasn't, that part wasn't fun.
Was not fun.
But
it
you
slows
did
it down. And, you know, at one point I had the windshield wipers turned all the way up.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have ones that go up really high, but like, I was like trying to turn them higher and I realized they were going
they
as
were
fast
maxed,
as they were
going
to go. And I was really stressed because like it wasn't fast enough. Yeah, they get fast and furious. These little storms that run,
they really
roll
do
through here. But it did. I just slapped a mosquito on your head.
On my head.
We did not spray like a
we're
couple
smart
of dummies. And we're going to have
smart people.
Even more mosquito bites. But yeah, that really bad part only lasted a short period of time.
Thankfully, it was
for the
like
most part, it was okay.
20, 30 minutes of rain.
It actually was a really nice highway to drive out on.
It was a great highway.
Yeah, it was very pretty.
It was.
Oh my God, I might have to go get some spray. Okay.
It was a really nice highway, like not a lot of trucks. Really beautiful farmland. There was this one wild stretch where there were wineries everywhere.
Yeah.
And there were so many, and I got
another one. I'm gonna go to the car and get spray.
Right.
So Dan, carry on.
You're like, I'm not listening to you anyway. All right, we are sprayed. We're back.
We
are now the enemy of all mosquitoes. But at this highway, there was this stretch between, I think it was Johnson City, which is where Lyndon B. Johnson is from, and then a town called Fredericksburg. And it was just like wineries everywhere. And The weirdest thing was they all seemed to be brand new.
Yeah.
Like, they all were advertising.
And there were so many of them.
So many, like, just dozens and
just
dozens.
One and after the other. I mean,
huge tasting room buildings.
We must have seen 30 wineries in a row.
At least.
Yeah.
And it was so strange that I actually ended up DMing my friend Travis. And I was like, question for you. Like, why do all these wineries seem brand new? And he wrote back and he said, actually, it's because they are. Texas changed some liquor laws and suddenly it was much easier to do. And coupled with the like population boom that has happened in, you know, all along that kind of I-35 corridor, that suddenly it's this new business, this new thing. But it was like they were growing everywhere.
And it was fancy.
It was super fancy there.
We had a couple Lamborghinis passed.
No, three different Ferraris at different times passed us.
Ferraris? I don't even know.
It was like, where are we?
And yeah, it was real fancy.
Yeah, but the interesting thing was we passed Fredericksburg, and at that point we had passed through the Marne.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly the whole landscape had changed.
Yeah.
It was like we had entered the West.
Right. We're in the West.
That suddenly, you know, the grasses were brown and that kind of lush greenery of Austin was gone.
And the trees are different.
Yeah, the trees are super different. They're all that kind of like gnarled, real hardwood, lower trees
shorter,
you see
wider.
out in the mm-hmm. West. And it was just like, oh man, you know, we are on a different part of the trip now. And it was this real visible marker for that,
mm-hmm.
you know, which was really beautiful. Like that last hour of the drive was just stunningly beautiful, like just beautiful Western ranch land.
Yeah, it really feels like we're in the West now, Southwest. Oh, that's the
park
host
ranger driving
zipping by in a four-wheeler.
But yeah, we're out at the state park, which is supposed
really
to be
pretty.
A dark sky park.
Yeah, we're excited to
because we are out here.
We are out here and we are
there
miles
is not
out.
A lot.
Yeah, there's not a lot, so I'm hoping. And it's not cloudy. All the rain and everything moved out of the area, and it's not supposed to rain tomorrow. Hopefully it won't. And so it should be clear skies.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. I'm excited to see the stars. We'll have to bug spray up again.
Yeah, definitely.
For sure.
I know.
And the best thing is Janice keeps spinning around. We're sitting in this.
Let me set
the scene. We are... We're sitting in this actually really nice covered picnic table that's attached to our campsite.
Mm-hmm.
And but Janice keeps spinning around because
there is a giant spider right behind me. Well, not right behind me, but it's behind me.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel completely comfortable not knowing what's
you're
going
like
on.
You're like a mobster with your back to the door right now. Like you keep flipping
he's
around.
Like 2 inches.
See it. Yeah, it's a big. That is
a big
spider.
One. He doesn't seem to be moving right now, but I know
chill.
They can be fast. The other funny, well, I don't know if funny is the right word, but apparently there are snakes here. And on the website to the state park is a snakes. Don't be afraid. Be aware. And I'm like. Now I'm afraid and I'm aware.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
aware.
A real fine line
I'm
between
aware,
aware and
of
afraid.
How afraid I am. So we keep like looking for snakes and we keep
I think there's a you instead of a we.
Yeah, that's true, but we keep like teasing the 14-year-old about like snakes that are in trees and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, we haven't seen any snakes yet.
No.
And I'm trying to be
I think
brave.
Probably the snakes
you know
mostly want to steer clear.
Here's
of
the
us.
Deal. Snakes are cool and I like them. But man, yeah, I don't really want to see one.
Yeah.
I think I'll scream.
A notable thing with this site that we didn't even mention, and it was because it was so easy, was it was a back-in
I
site.
I backed in! Yep.
And you just backed right in.
You
I
know
gave
what?
A couple
it
of like,
great.
You know, little bits of turn it this way, turn it that way, but yeah, you made it right in.
I felt pretty
that
happy
Ron
about
guy.
That. Yeah, he did.
Smiles upon us.
Yes, I feel the presence of Ron. Yeah. I was just channeling Ron when I backed it up. What also helps because our campsite is right by a parking area.
Yeah.
And so we had a little bit more width.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll take it. It was a win. It was fast.
It was.
I felt like a real tower.
Just got dive bombed.
I did.
There's some bugs out right now.
Yep,
it's buggy time.
We're right by a river.
Yeah, and I think it's just that kind of coming up on dusk time that bugs really
What
like.
Else do we need to talk about?
That's it.
It's
this
another
is an
drive
overnight.
Day tomorrow.
Yeah, drive day tomorrow. End up in Marfa.
Mm-hmm.
So this is just a quick stop, and a one and doneer. Yep. And so, yeah, we'll pull out tomorrow. It's about four plus hours to Marfa.
Yeah.
Which will magically turn into six or something.
I know. It's amazing how long it takes.
And then we're there for a couple of days. So
the spider has not moved.
All right. Well, we'll keep spider it that update. Way. Spider update. By wrapping up. And I'm excited to get cell service to share this
oh,
week with you.
Oh, my gosh. I know. Yeah,
so hopefully we'll have it soon.
Yep.
Bye.
Season 2 of The Hitch was recorded in the back of Evangeline, our 27-foot Airstream trailer by Dan Sinker and Janice Dillard, while living on the road for 64 days in the summer of 2019. You can see pictures from the road on Instagram at TinCanEvangeline, and you can email us at evangeline@thehitchpodcast.com. If you like The Hitch, please tell your friends about it, and also rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. And we'll see you on the road!